Hello, everybody.
Hey, y'all. How is everyone doing? Are you ready for the last part of our Black Lives Matter conversation series?
Thank you all so much for tuning in and educating yourself and applying yourselves to the movement. We really wanted to end this last episode with a bang, and we got to show y'all how black folk really get down.
Period.
So before we get started with our episode, you know we got to do a quote of the day. Miss Kayla, what have you brought to us today?
All right. So I don't have a quote of the day because I lost mine somewhere, somehow. But I do have a couple of songs and a little something to say at the end of that. So the songs, two of them are by Tupac. One, Keep Your Head Up and Changes. And the other one is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. I wanted to say those songs because when they were released then and then even now, they're still relevant. Also, I wanted to let all of our listeners know that Breonna Taylor's killers have yet to be arrested. And I also think that the case of Kendrick Johnson should be reopened because that was just foul play.
Period.
All right, Ashley, what's your quote of the day?
So my quote comes to us from Solange's album, A Seat at the Table, in the Tina Tommy interlude. I think part of it is accepting that it's so much beauty in being black. And that's the thing that I get so emotional about, because I've always known, I've always been proud to be black, never wanted to be anything else, loved everything about it. It's just so much beauty in black people. In today's episode, we wanted to finish the last part of the Black Lives Matter series on a positive note. We will be discussing black folks and the power we possess. That's right, we'll be speaking on black business, black pop culture, black girl magic, and black boy joy. Before we get started, we just want to thank y'all again for tuning into the series and giving us feedback. Your support means everything to us, so again, thank y'all so much. So with that being said, what is first on the agenda?
All right, first thing on the list is black businesses. Every Monday on our social media pages, we will have a black-owned business spotlight. We think that's a great way to get folk involved with the black-owned goods. Mm-hmm. We already had one on our Instagram page, so go check that out, all right? All right, so what is your favorite black-owned product recently, Ashley?
My favorite black-owned product is Bria Paints. She is an artist. You can find her on Instagram at Bria Paints. Very simple. Her artwork speaks for itself. It's focused on the black woman, the black man. It's very botanical. She also has like little food pictures for your kitchen if you want that. Mm-hmm. I would definitely go take a look at her because her artwork is beautiful. Mm. How about you? What's your favorite black owned product right now?
The brand, you can get it at Target. Mm-hmm. Honey Pot. It's for your lady downstairs, ladies.
Hey, girl.
And it's actually, it's vegan, cruelty-free, so they don't test it on animals.
Love that.
You know. It does good for me, so everybody else go check it out. They have wipes. They have mm-hmm. the soap. They have pads. Mm-hmm. They have literally everything. Wash, all types of different washes.
Love that. Mm-hmm. So Summer's Eve, take a seat.
Thank you.
Take a whole seat. Love that.
Yeah.
So why is it important to buy black-owned products and to support black business?
Because we want to keep our coin within our community. We need it to circulate.
Circulate.
Circulation. So we can do better.
Yes. So we were talking about this earlier. Black Wall Street. Mm-hmm. We saw the money going in and out, back and forth. When you see that, you start to see economic growth and mm-hmm. prosperity.
Yeah.
Do we deserve that?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And also the goods that we create mm-hmm. are wonderful. Like you said, Honey Pot, I bet it's working for so many ladies. I have to try mm-hmm. it myself. You can have everything in your home be black owned.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, guys, start to buy in from black folks. We got good stuff to offer.
We do.
Yes. So what are some black-owned places in our community?
Well, you know we love to eat, so black-owned restaurants are a sure thing to get our coin, okay?
Okay.
I know a couple that I've been to here in Las Vegas is Grits Cafe,
mm-hmm.
Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, I believe yeah. that's what it's called, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I freaking love the menu at Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, mm-hmm. the Kool-Aid. It's
on
like
top.
Called Drink. It is so funny.
Love that for them.
Yeah, what about you?
I haven't gotten to try her out yet, but I remember when we had the blackout on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
The girls at work, we were trying to find a black-owned place to eat, but unfortunately, this eatery was closed, and it's called Eat.
Oh.
Literally Eat by Chef Natalie, and I have yet to go there. Black queer-owned, she's a legend. Her food looks great, so hopefully if she's not going to be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, hopefully in the future we'll be able to give her some coin.
Yeah.
The easiest way to find local black-owned spots is on Yelp. And that's actually how I found Eat. When I was looking around for places to eat, you know, they had a nice little black-owned section. Right now, when I checked the app recently, I didn't see that they have it, but I'm sure that y'all can just, you know, search black-owned business, even on Google too, black-owned, and it'll give you a nice list on places that you can give your coin to.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that. So one thing I love about black people is our ability to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode would not be complete without addressing the talent within our community. So Kayla, what are some of your fave black shows?
On top, off of Netflix, hashtag Black AF, everybody has to go check it.
Ridiculous! He did so good on that show.
It's by Kenya Barris. So if you guys watch Mixed-ish, Grown-ish, or Black-ish, on
ABC?
There it is.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shoot. But that's funny as hell. Y'all need to go check that out.
He's a whole fool. And Rashida Jones, if y'all watch The Office, she was in there. Parks and Rec, she was in there. Man, that show is ridiculous.
It's funny, and most of it, all of it is true.
It's real. Like, 100%. It definitely ties in, like, real issues that black folks face. And then on top of that, it's like a comedy. So there was points where I really couldn't catch my breath because it was just instance after instance. Like, I was on the floor screaming. It was so funny in that show. How about another?
What is it? That's So Raven?
That's
a good old classic.
Okay.
Yeah.
When she was in the Cheetah Girls, that changed my life.
Come on. Listen. Cheetah Girls was my life. I was a cheetah girl. I was in there with the jumpsuit.
No, really, in the cheetah outfit. And I don't care. Man, the thing about my sisters back then was like, you can't be Raven because I'm Raven. Listen to me, Trick, okay? I'm going to be That's So Raven, and I'm going to be Raven Simone and the Cheetah Girls, and you're just going to have to like it, because why? That was our representation growing up.
It was.
100%. Like, watching her on the screen, that definitely, like, we didn't have, like, a Doc McStuffins or, like, a Princess Tiana.
We didn't.
Right.
We did not.
But we showed it had Penny Proud.
Come on, Penny.
Okay. And That's So Raven. And the Proud Family was another one of the shows that I watched, like, on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the little Peanuts?
Oh my gosh. They were dancing. They were getting.
Yes. I love that show.
Oh my goodness.
Let's talk about the, you know, the OG black shows like Family Matters and like Martin.
Come on.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I love Martin.
I'm so glad that we had those shows to watch too, even though we weren't like, you know, up and grown while they were coming out, but like watching them while we were growing up, I can definitely say watching Martin, that shaped my personality.
Yeah.
Being foolish all the
time. As hell.
Because of Martin. Like, what was he? Do you remember the PJs?
The PJs, yes.
Did you watch that? I feel like I made that up in my head.
I watched a little bit of it. I'll say that.
Right.
It wasn't on my regular, though.
No, it would really come on when I was asleep and the TV wasn't supposed to be on.
Okay.
And so, like, the reruns would play at nighttime. Be like, what is this? That show was funny, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of black shows, y'all, that, like, over the decades. Oh, also the Jeffersons.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom was just watching that the other day, and I freaking love them too.
Right.
But it's a lot that shows our representation. It's not a lot of shows like mainstream, but it's like a lot in our community, of course, that we know about.
Right.
But like, I feel like they should be mainstream and everybody should know about them.
Right. You know what I was thinking the other day? So BET, for example, what happened to them? Like, it's just reruns of the same stuff we've seen, although we like it.
Did you know they're white owned?
What?
Which is crazy.
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like BET should be a space for, like, black news.
Mm-hmm.
Bring 106 and Park back.
Baby, that
please
was...
bring 106 and Park
after school,
back.
Turn that right on.
I mean, Soul Train, that's a part of their time. Like, I don't think that we could do Soul Train like they did it. But I at least play the reruns, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that show was great to watch. I just feel like we should have at least one channel where it's black. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching like The Game on BET.
Oh,
right, that show was great.
The Game.
And like I said earlier, 106 in Park was my show. Like I remember going up to the TV with my little phone and recording the song and going back to my siblings like, "Hey,
just trying to get it as your ringtone."
Yes. Like, everybody gotta be quiet.
Oh my goodness.
The like, first song I recorded on there was "Yum."
Come on.
"But excuse me, miss." I was trying to get that. Like,
listen,
please.
I was a Chris Brown stan, okay?
Yes.
Makes no sense.
100%.
He had my coin.
Okay. But you know what was nice too was growing up and seeing like them on the big screen mm-hmm. with their music videos, trying to learn mm-hmm. the dances from them. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The exclusive album by Chris Brown, there was an extra CD in that album where it taught you to dance to Wall to Wall.
They keep coming from Wall to Wall.
And also, Ciara promised, what was that, the Evolution album, I think, for her?
I think.
Because even in hers, it was a DVD to learn the dances.
Stop.
Listen, I was in my dancer bag.
I remember having this like pink sweatsuit, which was like similar to what she wore on the album cover. I used to get my little hat on. All right. I used to have this like slick like side ponytail that I used to do with like a pink, them pink balls.
Okay.
I used to attach
little knockers.
Think, yes. Man, I thought it was so fly. Having that representation as a kid too and looking up like, I'm going to be fresh like seeing when I grow older. And that's that on that. Like that was so wonderful to grow up
it
with.
It was hilarious.
Okay, so black movies.
A favorite of mine. I love Tupac. Anybody who knows me. Mm-hmm. So Poetic Justice and mm-hmm. Juice. Oh, I can watch those all day, every day.
And he looked good in that one. In Juice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was so ruthless in that movie, though.
For what reason?
He was, like, scarred. I don't know. What
right.
the hell?
But I love to see him on the big screen, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. I was born after he passed, mm-hmm. so it was kind of like in memoriam to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get to live through his releases and his movies, but to look back, and especially Poetic Justice.
Yeah.
And did Janet look good?
Hell.
Like, man, those braids on her, girl, listen. You look delicious with the braids, girl. But I would say a movie that I love, and I just watched this one a couple days ago, was Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said you haven't watched the whole thing yet, but I need you to get on it.
Yeah, I will.
And if y'all haven't watched it, it's on Netflix right now in the Black Lives Matter category. Right, they have mm-hmm. a whole joint
yeah,
of movies.
Yeah, I seen that one day.
Right.
It was like late at night. It said mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter. I was like, come on, Netflix.
As they should, right? So we watched Moonlight and I'm sobbing the entire first half Aww. Of the movie. Like, I can't catch my breath. I feel like that movie was just so beautifully directed in the mm-hmm. story. Yeah, I'm not going to even spoil it for you. Just watch it.
Also, another movie just came out this year in February. The mm-hmm. Photograph with Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield. I love mm-hmm. him, first of all. Lakeith
I have to watch
Stanfield.
That one.
In mm-hmm. love with him. But that movie, it was so beautiful. It was going from her love story and then back and forth from her love story and then her mother's love story.
Interesting. Okay.
It was beautiful. It was well done. It beautiful.
Black. Is it on streaming services?
I don't know.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It came out yeah. in February, though, so it might not be yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, another mm-hmm. black movie that I loved growing up was Stomp the Yard.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I hated is how they had Chris Brown in every and preview.
He died
every preview.
Right there. Y'all know how upset I was.
Why they do that to us?
But y'all had me dancing.
Okay.
It was like, I was in my living room dancing. You remember Drumline?
Girl.
Man.
Girl.
I remember when I first joined band in school, I would think I'd be like Nick Cannon.
Come on.
And Drumline, it wasn't that.
No.
It wasn't that. No. And to this day, I wish I went to the HBCU and like had that band experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, Beyonce could have had me in her show.
Come on,
at Coachella. Which, we're going to address her.
Yes.
You know we're going to have to.
Of course.
But it's just like, man, watching that movie growing up, I saw myself in that movie. Because I knew I wanted to be in music. Like, I knew either song team or the marching band, that's where I was going to be. Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of black people up in it. And then I joined band.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I know back, actually, when that movie came out, I was in a little drill team in my little elementary school. Come on.
With our little boots and stuff. Like, listen.
That is so cute.
I thought I was going to be on some type of little majorette or whatever they're called.
Listen. Right. There you go. But.
But it, what are you looking like?
I stopped. Well. I stopped. Okay, we just brought up Homecoming by Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Well, she got robbed that award show because James Corden, what, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yes.
For the carpool karaoke, yes. You're telling me, and a man in a car that don't—he don't even drive the car. Do you know that?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Okay, yes.
He won against Beyonce.
I've seen that. Okay.
You are telling me when Beyonce's in the category, she doesn't take home the trophy? What? I'm baffled.
Speechless.
I literally. I like, felt so bad when the Homecoming movie came out. I just kept trying to learn the dances in the living room.
Come on.
I would do like at home Zumba, but it wasn't really at home Zumba. It was really at home trying to learn Beyonce's dances to Homecoming.
Oh my goodness.
What is more sickening about that whole thing is I was really trying to go to that Coachella that year, but I had to clock in at Knott's Berry Farm.
Come on, not.
Like, but that one was like a cultural reset. Because you can't tell me from watching her try to bounce back from having the twins.
Yes.
Our niece and nephew.
Period.
And literally eating nothing but a blade of grass and an ice cube and maybe a Tic Tac for dessert.
Okay.
Her rehearsal days, mm-mm. You know, just like hour to hour to hour. She's so creative. Her mind's always on 100. Mm-mm. And then watching the final product and she looks so good. Mm-hmm. And then again, seeing the marching band in the back, you know, I could have went, but what was I doing? I was working at Knott's Berry Farm.
And they all work they butts off.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And it's crazy that she didn't win it.
Well, you know what? I feel like, you know, she didn't really go in there, like, expecting a prize. It's Beyonce. Like, she knows people gonna eat her up regardless. You know what? Beyonce literally just has to open her eyes in the morning. We're like, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. That was literally iconic. How about the Friday movies?
Oh, my gosh. Those will always be classics.
Hilarious.
I can't. There was talks of it that there was supposed to be another one with and Day-Days and Smokies. No. That would be very legendary if it actually does.
It would.
Come
it
into would. Play. But I was just watching, I think it was the first one the other day. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny. Like, every time it comes on, it will never not be funny. Any
right.
of them.
You can watch it 100 times exactly. over and still, like, scream.
Exactly.
My favorite one is when they have to go to Pinky's record store.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That movie is freaking hilarious. I had no business watching that when I was little.
Yeah, no, probably not.
You remember Soul Plane?
Girl, that's a movie I should know.
Soul Plane was on a whole other level.
Okay.
A whole other...
Now, that would be very cool if we can actually get a black-owned airline.
Please.
Like, I'm ready. Come on, let's go invest in something like that.
Right, because apparently we can't ride United without getting dragged off the plane. Okay. Spirit's the sea bus. Like, let's get us a black-owned Southwest kind of vibe. All right.
Exactly.
Peanuts, pretzels, all that.
Come on. All right, so of course we have to talk about black music.
Mm-hmm.
So, who are some of your faves?
The people I've been playing the most right now is Earth Gang, mm-hmm. because I'm preparing to see them next year in August.
Okay.
Fingers crossed that don't get shut down because everybody in the function is supposed to be there. I've been literally listening to nothing but Earth Gang. Kehlani's my girl to the day I die. Kehlani, if you're listening to this, girl, text me back. Because I've been trying to link with you every time I'm in California. You just don't text me back. Like, what's going on with that?
You are foolish.
I have played literally every single one of her songs, all the features, watched all the videos. She looks good in all of them. Love her.
Stan.
Literally, Stan. Literally a Stan. Lauryn Hill.
I'm on the miseducation.
Dropped the album.
And left.
And left.
She said peace.
That's what you can do when you serve like that, though. That's what you can do.
Because all of those yes. songs are bops.
Yes, and the interludes. I love the interludes.
Mm-hmm.
Erykah Badu.
We'll love her.
I guess I'll see you next lifetime. Hey. I will go back and back to Erykah's music. Jill Scott. Their little sang-off that you told me about.
Oh, my goodness. On Instagram?
Did you watch it?
Yeah, when you told me about that night, I went to go watch it.
Oh, my goodness.
The saying that was happening in that
room.
Come
on. The positivity, first of all.
Period.
The black love.
Because I love that they didn't go into it trying to see, like, who was better. Like, most little, like, sing-offs. Mm-hmm. They went into it like, we know we're good. We know our talents. Mm-hmm. We know we work good together.
Uplifting each other.
Bow. Just like that.
And that's what we need to see more in a community.
We do. 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. The Knoll sisters, Solange, Beyonce.
Come on.
Because I'll rep their set to the day I die. And that's just that on that. Everything that they do is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
They know their craft. They got it down to a science. Mm-hmm. I just, their visuals, the lyrics, the instrumental in the back. And both of them, I would say their styles are like different.
Yeah.
But
it is.
Right.
And I love that about them because they're sisters and they're not trying to compete.
No.
And like you said, they're different.
Right.
And I love that.
It's like duality.
Yes.
Like, yin and yang, sun and moon.
Yes.
And both of them, I'll shake some to it. It's just something about their songs that make me go buck wild.
Okay.
Let me see who else. Ooh, Ari Lennox, you put her on the list.
I did.
Love her. She got robbed at the Soul Train. Baby. Okay. Love her music.
Her voice is so gorgeous.
And she was on the Dreamville project.
She was.
Talk about Dreamville.
First of all, J. Cole.
Baby.
You did amazing with that. And you're on this list too, so J. Cole.
J. Cole, first of all.
Okay.
You put Kendrick Lamar.
I did, because I'm in my Cali bag.
As you should. Whom else is in the Cali bag?
Nipsey Hussle.
Last time that I checked.
It was 5 chains around my neck.
Okay.
YG.
As you should.
Dom Kennedy.
As you should.
Reason.
As you should.
Problem.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Snoop Dogg.
Okay, Long
Dr.
Beach.
Dr. Dre.
We can literally go on all day.
Like, don't let me.
Don't. There's something about California music, and I just love being from that area because our music, bang.
It go off.
For what? It's something about the West Coast beats that'll make you throw zam.
Okay.
Love the music from that
era. And listen,
era.
In my car, I'm a whole fool to some California music.
And just because I'm living in Nevada don't mean I drop that check. Don't mean I drop that because I'll still get ghetto in a half, like I'm still in the function. Okay, oh Miss Alicia Keys.
On the piano?
On the piano. And when she went all natural, like she ditched the makeup and all that stuff.
Gorgeous.
Come on, skin.
Right.
Come on, skin. Oh no, she's beautiful for no reason. Rihanna.
Anti-album. Whole bop.
Rihanna, are you listening to us right now?
I don't think I have ever listened to an album from the start to the finish like I have with that one.
Literally, I'll keep on listening to it. Rihanna, you did what you had to do. Now do it again.
SZA.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about her, dude. I was just thinking about her. Her vinyl is green.
It's green.
Was such a nice surprise for me when I opened it
first
up.
First of all, Beyonce's Lemonade vinyl.
In yellow.
That was a surprise of a lifetime.
Y'all know my favorite color is yellow. When I opened that thing, I literally screamed. Like, she did not have to do what she did with that vinyl. But yeah, SZA, literally, I love her so much.
She's amazing.
No, seriously. And I loved her writing on this album. Although sometimes when you're trying to turn up the interludes, like when they start to talk, you know, wild idea, skip.
Right. That's what I do. Like, I'm sorry, SZA, but you should know.
I'll be in the shower and I'll reach out and I'll hit skip because I'm not playing.
I'm
with
not
you
listening
right now.
To them bright ideas. I won't.
Even though we do have bright ideas.
Okay.
And another on the list that I just added, Travis Scott.
Because he's good.
He did this Fortnite performance that Danny showed me.
Uh-uh.
It was like 3D and she gave me the controller and it would like vibrate with
And
you could like turn around and look everywhere. Man.
Oh my
god. Oh my god, why did I blank on this Kid Cudi?
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
Oh my, did you listen to the Scots? Did you listen to that song?
I don't know.
Listen, okay,
I'm horrible
Google.
With song names.
Oh my gosh.
I'm horrible with song names.
It was a...
Is it new?
It is new.
Okay,
they
I don't
featured
think
it on the Fortnite thing.
Okay,
we'll listen to it when the podcast's over.
Okay.
That song is... Y'all gotta stream. Man, that... And I love Kid Cudi. I remember Day and I when we...
Oh my goodness.
Right.
So
I was
that
like,
video was good too.
Dude. And he's a little handsome.
He is. You remember Lupe Fiasco?
Of course.
He was amazing. The song, the show
must go on. The show goes on, all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And you just brought up the Trey songs.
Oh, yes. My mom, listen, she loved that song. That Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Yeah.
She loved that song.
That song was great, though.
Mm-hmm. It was.
You know who else that we literally... Okay, Andre 3000, period. Let's talk about the impact that Outkast had
mm-hmm.
on society.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have the speaker box.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was called, right? Speaker box CD?
Yes.
I had that one, and I remember it would scratch on ghetto music, but I always thought it was part of the song.
Oh my god!
And so one day that song like played out like some sort of function or whatever, and I was like, get up. And it wasn't. I'm like, this must be the radio cut. I'm still dancing. And then it dawned on me that my CD was skipped, and we used to play the hell out of that album. And I love the one, I Know You Like to Think Your Shit Don't Stink. I love that song. Because roses really smell like boo-ooh-ooh. I love that song. Let me tell you this.
Miss Jackson. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh. Yes.
I thought that song was about my mom. Because her last name.
Listen, I'm like, okay, come on, mom. I've got a whole song about you. You know what song had me like that?
What?
The Dream. Oh, what was that song? It was Keisha. It was Tanya.
Oh, no.
Right. So, you know the part where he says, Niecy?
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, I'm so about myself for some reason. I'm like, it was Ashley. I will always remix and put my name in there because nobody put my name in a song. So, I made myself feel special. And with that, when that song came out, I'm like,
it's I believe your name actually is in a song.
Yeah.
Probably,
there has
Lil
to be.
John.
Sorry.
I think it is. Like, I feel like I can hear it. But, yeah.
You know who else? Okay, yeah. Lil John had an impact, too.
First of all.
Yeah!
I can't stand
it. I will stump. Listen. To some Lil John.
Bomb.
Yes.
His head.
Okay, now, some people will... literally have to put the phone down when we bring this up because she's just so impactful. Whitney Houston. Why have we not? The other day I was at work and we were talking about Whitney Houston songs. We got to somebody and we're like, what's your favorite Whitney Houston song? And homegirl says she don't really listen to Whitney Houston. How do you not really listen to Whitney Houston?
She's a whole legend.
Even when you're shopping at the grocery store, you hear her music. So how do you
not dance
really
with somebody?
How will I know?
Like,
you know my favorite one, and I really like, okay, so The Bodyguard, first of all, we love that movie.
That movie? Amazing.
No, seriously. I had that one on, like, the VHS,
mm-hmm.
and I would always, like, rewind it back to, like.
Oh my gosh, I remember doing that.
I had no business watching that movie, though, I'll tell you what.
It was a beautiful movie.
Yes, mm-hmm. the visuals in that movie, and she mm-hmm. looked good, mm-hmm. first of all. Oh, Tina Turner.
Oh.
I go buck wild.
First of all, Angela Bassett played the hell out of her in that movie.
She did
okay?
what she had to do.
Her legs, listen. Angela got her body in shape for that movie.
I was really upset. So when we were working one day, Proud Mary came on and I thought it was going to be Tina, but it wasn't Tina. It was some like, right. I was pissed.
Ew.
Because I was ready to throw Zam.
Ew.
But yeah, it really was not her. That really disappointed me.
And Anita Baker.
Sang. We need to have an episode when we classify artists and sing or sang.
Because they sang.
Because there, you know, there's a difference between singing
of course.
And singing.
Of course. Aretha then, Franklin.
Oh, rest in peace.
She be singing.
I will literally do anything to bring Aretha back. I will do anything.
Girl, Gladys Knight.
Oh my god, and the Pips.
Patti LaBelle.
Remember Patti?
He said Patti!
Oh my gosh. That and I don't know who I started. Okay, so especially when I was growing up in the system, like one of my first foster homes, like she wasn't black, and then the family I got adopted into wasn't black either. And I don't know who showed me all these people, but it sure as hell wasn't them. I really do not know how I picked up on this older music. You know who got me started in oldies? And they're not even like that old of a group as Boyz II Men.
Oh.
Like, I started my dive into that era of music with them. Mm-hmm. And I auditioned for, like, different dance teams with their music. Got in. Thank y'all. And it went from them, and then I'm listening to Shy, I believe.
Oh, I freaking love them.
And then it just kind of trickles down, and Pandora had my back and showing me all these artists, and mm-hmm. here I am, bump, bump, bump. Now I'm listening to the songs, and I'm making connections, because I saw some of these on 106 and Park. I don't really know who you are, you feel me? And I'm getting into the older generations of Black music, and it's the versatility in our community, first of all.
Exactly.
All music came from Black music.
Thank you.
I took my first semester of college, I took a history of jazz class. Mm-hmm. Literally everything that you hear from that style of music came from a Black person. And then even into rock music. Mm-hmm. And then here comes hip hop. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Beethoven was Black.
Okay, because that was trending. That was trending the other day. I was shook too. But I was like, come on, Beethoven.
Let's have a one-on-one really fast.
No.
No. Because listen, you're going to sit here. Okay. Let's compare the two. Mozart and Beethoven. Mm-hmm. You know the two. Would Mozart have been able to write a beat? Like, listen to me. You gotta hear me on this. Mozart couldn't have written the beat like Beethoven did if he was under all the conditions as Beethoven was. Okay? Symphony number 9, Symphony number 5, R&B.
You are irritating.
His hair... Come on.
Shut up.
He was a Black man. Oh, I'm going to die on that hill. I don't care. Goodness. Okay. Next on the list, we really went in on the Black music.
Oh, we did. Because.
But that's just how it is. Like, if there's anything that Black people can do, it's entertain. And on top of that, music.
And it's like, you can't tell me you didn't know stuff was going on within the Black community. Especially for y'all who listen to Black music. Because in this music, they're literally talking about it all the time.
Yes.
So don't tell me you didn't know stuff was going on.
Like we mentioned earlier with like the music videos, like we mentioned Earth Gang and Dreamville, like they're still talking about the racial inequities that we mm-hmm. face, you know, every day.
And then especially like if you listen to anybody from J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, because those are like two of the mainstream artists, mm-hmm. they talk about it. Right. J. Cole, the song Neighbors. Like, did y'all listen to that song? Mm-hmm. That whole song was about his neighbors thinking that he's selling dope and that's what he's saying. And he's not. He's just a bomb music artist.
He's a successful Black man. Exactly. They hate to see it.
Exactly.
Right. Kendrick Lamar, like you mentioned, To Pimp a Butterfly, mm-hmm. from start to finish, mm-hmm. great album, but mm-hmm. he's also letting us know what the deal is. You know, just because, you know, the Civil Rights Act passed, that don't mean racism went away with the swift of a wand.
Okay.
We're done. It still happens today, and I love it when musicians use their platform to educate mm-hmm. and to bring awareness of the stuff that's just happening in our communities.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, thank y'all to all of our Black creators and musicians, actors, actresses, directors, producers. It's very important to put our stories on the front line, and y'all are doing that.
Exactly.
Even if it's in a scope of comedy like Black AF, or if y'all being serious like Dreamville is on their albums, like, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. So next segment, mm-hmm. Black Girl Magic. We're going to use this segment to shout out people who have impacted us personally. Mm-hmm. So Kayla, who is somebody in your family or that you know that just radiates Black Girl Magic?
Well, of course, I wouldn't be here without my mom and my mm-hmm. grandma because, hello, they...
Love them.
Exactly.
Love
Even
them.
When I get on my nerves, I gotta love them.
That's how it goes. That's family for you, though.
My best friend, Desi, which is more like a sister. I love you, girl. Appreciate you so freaking much. You'll never know. and then my auntie, Kim. Y'all need to go on Amazon, buy her book.
Right now.
The name of it is Character Counts, Short Story Adventures of CJ and DJ, which are my little cousins. Love you guys so much.
Aww, I know, cute. It's so cute. It's like a children's book?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like them going through adventures of life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I live for that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to put that away for my kids when I decide to
have
some.
I bought like 3 copies, so listen. I'm going to have to go buy 3 more because like...
As you should.
because I love to support love and his that. Family. And then also my cousin on Instagram, she be cooking, she be baking her mm-hmm. butt off, and it looks bomb. Follow her at Coco Cherelle, CocoCherell. And then to the rest of my family, my sisters, my bonus mommy, love all of you guys.
I love that. Yes.
My family is just a bunch of angels.
And dude.
All right. So who is your black girl magic?
Okay. So I'll be speaking about my auntie Christian. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl. She is the coolest auntie ever. She served as the black woman figure in my life when I first got adopted, which meant everything to me at that time. Mm-hmm. She is the definition of black girl magic in my eyes. Like, just watching her growing up, being a boss at literally everything she does, and now she owns a hair bundle business. Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to go support a black owned business, here's your chance. She's at lovealureextensions.com. She's got an Instagram under that same name, I believe. Mm-hmm. I will put it down below in the show notes. If y'all trying to get your hair done, let her know. But like I said, she's such an inspiration. When I see her, I see a go-getter. She is determined. She makes her cash. She handles her business. And she's classy the entire way through. So thank you so much, Auntie. I love you so much. And I'm about to see you soon because she said she gonna cook for me. So, hey. Oh, all right. And then my next person for black girl magic is my lady. Hey, girl, Danny. How are you? I want to put her down because I have known her since we were 12.
Come on.
And she is literally my whole rock and a half. Aww. She gives me a damn headache all the time, but you gotta love her. Just knowing her for this whole time and then just seeing our relationship progress and seeing her work hard and everything that she has done in her life, her being talented in basketball when we were younger, and then where she works, like, she became like a whole scheduler, which I feel like is cool, the way she moved up in that manner, like, that was legit. Seeing her handle that job, mm-hmm. she's a whole legend and a half. So gotta love her. Okay. Next segment, black boy joy, let's talk about it.
All right, so of course, as I did mama and grandma, mm-hmm. my father and grandfather. Like, love, listen, that. When you sit and have conversations with your elders, you learn so much. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I love to do, because I'm always hanging around people who are, like, older than me. Mm-hmm. But just sit down and have a talk with your elders. Right. I promise you, it will do you some good.
Yeah, you'll learn a thing or two.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, on YouTube, you guys, this guy, his name is Terrell. Mm-hmm. Y'all have to check him out. Mm-hmm. I will. He will get tagged on a post or two mm-hmm. on Instagram or either our Twitter.
What's he about?
So he has, like, he did, like, some reaction videos or whatever, but now he does, like, song association videos with artists. Mm-hmm. He did one with Amber Riley. He did one with Avery Wilson. He did one with this girl, Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. Matt Kenzie is like M-A and then Kenzie. Mm-hmm. He did one with Clark Beckham. He's a very good artist. Mm-hmm. He does so many, like, he had a whole album, first of all, mm-hmm. called An Invitation to the Cookout. Y'all need to listen to that because mm-hmm. it is a whole bop.
I'ma need it.
Okay.
On my Spotify.
I love it. He's like, it's very much him, that album, his personality, because mm-hmm. he grew up in a church and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. you have, like, his, like, churchy side, and mm-hmm. then you have his, like, R&B bop
songs.
I love
when they mix that. Mm-hmm. I love when they do that.
And you can, like,
that.
Get, like, if you don't know him, like, because, like, I watch all his videos. I love him. I am a stan. Okay.
Stan alert.
He even, like, hosted a whole, like, singing competition on YouTube.
Wow, love that.
It was called Race to the Blue.
Hmm.
It was amazing.
I'm going to have to hop on.
You have to.
Check it out. Right.
You have to.
Listeners, y'all know what to do. Y'all know what to do. Go support.
Okay, what about you?
My first shout out for Black Boy Joy will be my good friend from back home, Justin. He goes by Matisse Artiste on Instagram. He is a black creative. And, oh my God, is he creative. Mm-hmm. He does music. The little outfits he puts together, he looks so good. I met him in my first semester of college.
And that's when I was getting to know, like, a lot more Black people, mm-hmm. as far as, like, mutuals are concerned.
Yeah.
And he became, like, my best friend at that school. Him and my other good friend, Quentin, shout out to him, too, because love him. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Justin has been making music for, like, ever. And I remember, like, sitting in and watching him create and doing the whole gig with his keyboard and all this stuff. And I'm in complete awe, mm-hmm. the way that he just puts this stuff together. His voice is beautiful. He also does, like, theater. I don't know if he's doing that anymore, but just watching him, like, create mm-hmm. is everything. His mind is wonderful. He's a Gemini King. So, Justin, if you're listening, you better be. Goddamn. Love you. And then my second one will be my dad-in-law. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to shout him out because, honestly, I did not have any type of father figure growing up. Period. And, you know, I didn't really, like, want one or need one because I felt like, okay, I went this long without one. Like, why mm-hmm. do I need it? You feel me? So, when Danny and I choose to, you know, get engaged and all this stuff, now I'm, like, in the family, I'm making amends, you know, Kiki and Chad and all that good stuff. And they're great people to be around. Mm-hmm. And I start to form this bond with him because he serves as a whole parental figure to me.
Love that.
Right. He's smart with, like, numbers and stuff like that. And I had, you know, I'm trying to get applied for credit cards mm-hmm. and, like, life insurance and things of that sort. And he's so quick to help me out. I love that he's, you know, like, that effort that he's putting in to help me out. Like, he doesn't have to go and do all that. But yeah. he does.
Yeah.
And I just want him to know, because I know he listens and supports. And that's another thing that I appreciate so much, is that he listens every single time we put an episode out.
I love that.
Like, that also means the world to me, because it's just nice to know that someone on my side is supporting.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I love that he does that. And two, this man is a whole clown for no reason. We will be watching, like, 90 Day Fiancé with the family, and him and I are just going back and forth, roasting these people, clowning around. He is so funny. He takes his bowling so seriously,
which is
great to see. He's just, I really didn't feel like I needed a father figure, but I know, like, now I couldn't live without him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that for you.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Next thing. Black trans lives matter.
Because they do.
Yes. And I do believe that they need to have their own episode. And I feel like we should have a trans visibility episode.
We will.
But really fast, just outlining Black trans lives matter. I wanted to bring them up because they are valid. Mm-hmm. You know, they are responsible for a lot of the things that we enjoy today. Whether that is Ave, some people pronounce it Avi. The African-American vernacular English, mm-hmm. they're responsible for a lot of the things that we say. Fashion, baby. Okay. They are responsible for that.
Because,
you know, policy change, mm-hmm. LGBTQ rights, which is something that I enjoy personally, you know. Mm-hmm. So what they have done inside of the Black community and just everywhere in general, it's just iconic to see. I love and respect all of you. Y'all are so valid, so beautiful, and y'all inspire me. Yeah. And I do want to shout out one of my good friends from back home, too, Iana. He is a whole legend. He's modeling right now, which is a whole serve. Again, gotta put him down below, because y'all gotta look. Ever since I moved, he's been, like, commenting on my social medias and interacting back and forth, and we've still, like, kept, like, a friendship going on.
Yeah.
He's even started one with Danny, which I feel like is super cool, so, right, and he's super great, and when he started T, which is testosterone, for y'all that don't know, I felt so happy for him. Like, that's something that he's really wanted to do, and to see him, like, start that, I'm like, that is legit.
That's good.
Right, I love
that's
that. Good. So, again, to all the trans people and gender non-conforming people, like, y'all are beautiful and y'all matter, and I don't know why mm-hmm. people don't think so.
Me either. That's one thing I'll never get.
Right.
And, like, what I want to say is, like, also to everyone out there, stop trying to exclude Black trans people.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we're all Black. And we all need to stick together. So have a conversation with them. Learn from them.
Get to know them.
It won't do you no harm.
Right.
Like, literally. At all.
Exactly. And I would say, too, the leaders in the movements that you see, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a surprise when they're Black trans folk.
Mm-hmm.
You have Marsha P. Johnson, who mm-hmm. was the leader in the Stonewall riots. She threw the first brick, mm-hmm. and do, you know.
Which needs to be taught in school, because not a lot of people know about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
they put their lives on the line. And, you know, it's kind of, it's disrespectful to not pay them any mm-hmm. respect.
Yeah.
And to really shine light on their validity, in my opinion. So it's just like, y'all rock. Period. Y'all are so much a part of the Black community as anybody else is. So,
and you're always welcome on our platform.
Period. Please take a seat and stay. Stay a while. Yes. So, Black folk empowerment. This is something that I think that we should kind of bring into light, because we, you know, we have like Black Girl Magic, Black Boy Joy, and like all this stuff. But, you know, the Black Lives Matter is so inclusive. But I think Black folk empowerment is cool too, because that brings everybody together.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I want to say about that, is that we are so important to society and to culture, period. We went, you know, through this whole episode talking about, you know, Black music. Entertainment, mm-hmm. music, things of that sort. We went into the history on another episode and all the things that Black folk have done throughout the years. We are so important and so needed in society. And so valid and so beautiful. And so just keep working, keep grinding, keep loving your Black features, each and every one of them. Don't mm-hmm. wish them away for something, you know, Eurocentric or something of that sort, you feel me? Love the Ave. The way we talk, people try to emulate that.
Oh my gosh.
The code switching outside of our peoples, it happens.
Because it happened to us the other day.
Oh no, it did. And it's upsetting, because that's something that... that's FUBU, mm-hmm. for us, by us. Mm-hmm. So it's just like to see, you know, that happen outside. It's kind of irritating, but we hold it down.
We do.
We do.
We do.
We got to love our rich history.
Yes.
We talked about that on the last episode. You know, we're history rich. Our history is American history like any other. Mm-hmm. And you know what? At the bottom of it all, keep loving on each other. Keep supporting each other. Let the money circulate and just spread positivity within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So there you have it. This is the wrap of our Black Lives Matter series. Mm-hmm. We had to have this conversation that so many people are very uncomfortable to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's very needed. Have it with people in your life just so they can kind of get a gist, so they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Be more educated.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Just thank everybody for coming on in and listening to what we have to say on the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, it can be an uncomfortable conversation to have, but, you know, your privilege is shown when you can educate yourself on this stuff and you don't have to experience this, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if your friends choose to learn about the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, that's great. Now they can educate their peers and so on and so forth. And just thank everybody for, you know, watching us, you know, develop this series in the way that it has. Yeah. And, you know, we just appreciate everybody for listening in.
Mm-hmm. And also, don't think that this, just because we did a whole little Black Lives Matter series, don't think this would be the last time you hear about any type of Black issues going on in the world, mm-hmm. because we will still always speak up for our Black people.
Right, because here's the thing about Black lives. They matter now. They tomorrow. Matter then. Right, they matter tomorrow.
In the next 10 years.
And then every day after that. Exactly. Black lives will always matter. And
every day.
Remember, people, all lives can't matter until Black ones do.
Period.
So just sit with that. Again, we want to talk with y'all. We want to discuss how y'all feel.
Can you please?
You know, come on, just go back and forth with
engage
us.
Engage on right. our social media.
So if y'all are on Twitter, we have a Twitter. We also have an Instagram. All of that will be linked and provided to you in the show notes. So go ahead, give us a little look. Check us out. Follow us. We want to hear how y'all feel. And of course, every Sunday, we get a new episode for y'all. So thank everybody for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.